The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam. The World is talking about coronavirus. Adam.
Yeah, we've had 12 new cases here today, 35 cases in all, and the first British person has died from contracting coronavirus. Though, of course, still we're not quite sure how people are getting it, and that's one of the problems. So the big thing at the moment is the contingency plan, or indeed, as most newspapers here are referring to it, a battle plan from a Cabinet War Office. That's the kind of footing we're on. Amongst the possible countermeasures are that they will cancel operations, ration treatments, bring doctors out of retirement, a possible ban on all large-scale public events, which is pretty much what France has already done. So that might absolutely cancel out all sporting events, potentially. Class sizes in schools could be increased so that teachers could self-isolate, though, frankly, they probably wouldn't be needed because the teachers would have been with the pupils who themselves would have. Anyway, you get the drift there. Grimly, there's talk of a mass morgue at Hyde Park in London, and all the time, the only tangible thing, perhaps, apart from those poor people who've got this thing, stock markets tumbling. The London Stock Exchange took an 11% downturn at the end of last week. That's £200 billion gone, just like that.
Yes, look, I am saying here, and I repeated it again this morning, we do have to get things into perspective here. For example, in Australia, we lost 900 people died from the flu last year.
The economic concerns are significant,
but when you think worldwide, 16,000 people died from the flu last year. I mean, okay, every death diminishes us all, but so far we're up to, what, 2,700 deaths or something. So the economic consequences are the real concern here, aren't they, I think?
Absolutely, and the travel bans and the restrictions. Yep. And the fact is as well, my daughter flew to Rome a couple of days ago and her flight was nearly empty. I can't remember the last time a flight was nearly empty leaving London. Mm. And even the tube trains in and out of central London just feel like they're emptier than normal. People are definitely taking measures themselves.
Absolutely. Very, very difficult. I just want to repeat, worldwide 16,000 people died from the flu last year. And 280,000 were hospitalised. Now, at the moment, there's about 83,000, 85,000 infected, not 280,000. And 2,800 have died, not 16,000. It's the economic consequences that are really very disturbing worldwide. Just a quick one before you go, Adam, on the storms and the floods. You're still there.
Yeah, a fourth weekend. It hasn't gone without notice that these storms seem to keep coming at the weekend. I don't know what it's doing to us, but after Storm Kira, Storm Dennis, we've had Storm Jorge, or Storm George, if we prefer. And yes, more floods, more flood defences, more warnings. But just as one, for instance, there's suddenly a lake from floodwater over Yorkshire that is about the same size as England's normal largest lake, Lake Windermere, and suddenly farmland is plunged. I mean, we're talking 15, 20 miles long of farmland underwater. Mm. That will make a difference to us eventually.
Absolutely.
And if only the weather would just stop doing this to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, all that topsoil goes then. So when the water subsides, the farm no longer is as it once was. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.